Welcome to today's Eastern Sierra Now News Update, where the headlines are as fresh as the mountain air. I'm Jesse Steele, and I need a haircut. From the exciting local events to community news, you don't want to miss. We've got a little bit of everything. Stick around as we dive into stories ranging from exciting sports updates to upcoming events that'll have you marking your calendars. Plus, we're keeping you in the loop on all things happening in the Eastern Sierra region. Ready? Let's jump in. In academic news, the Bishop Union High School mathletes have demonstrated exceptional performance, showcasing their mathematical prowess and bringing pride to their school. The varsity team in three meets have brought home three first-place prizes and 15 individual ribbons. Two of the team members, Elisa Buchholz and Cooper Beard, even achieved perfect scores, highlighting the team's exceptional talent. The JV team also showed off their skill in two meets in which they placed first and second and brought home eight individual ribbons. Freshman Gravel Pummel had the highest score on the JV team with 8 points. While still new to the game, the JV team is strong and has shown incredible determination throughout their meet. The mathletes' dedication and hard work continue to set a high standard for academic excellence in our community. Read more about these students and their accomplishments at EasternSierraNow.com. Go Broncos. Attention business leaders. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce announces an open seat on its board of directors. The nominating committee is currently accepting letters of interest from chamber members in good standing. They are particularly interested in candidates representing businesses in the trade or services industry and those with connections to the Hispanic community. Interested members are encouraged to submit their letters to the president and CEO by Friday, February 7th. For more information, visit the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce website. Got a big event coming up? Whether it's your dream wedding, a nail-biting championship game, a show-stopping performance, or that all-important community meeting. Eastern Sierra Now's live streaming service brings your moments to life for everyone, no matter where they are. Tie the knot while your loved ones cheer from across the globe. Let distant fans feel the thrill of your team's winning shot. Share the spotlight of your show-stopping performance. Host a conference that connects people near and far. Celebrate community events. Let everyone join in the fun. And the best part, rates start at just $200 for the first hour, making it an affordable way to make your big moments timeless. We handle the tech so you can focus on what matters, making memories and stealing the show. Book your live stream now and turn your event into the talk of every timeline. Because the Eastern Sierra isn't just about amazing views. It's about sharing incredible moments too. From Bishop, California, heartfelt support is being sent to friends in Southern California affected by recent wildfires. The Eastern Sierra community stands in solidarity, offering strength and hope during these challenging times. Although times are difficult, we hope our beautiful town and its surrounding areas can provide peace. If you're looking for an escape to nature for the weekend, well, we've got you covered. Upcoming events in Bishop, such as the Bishop Trout Rodeo on February 8th and the Blake Jones Trout Derby March 22nd, aim to provide opportunities for relaxation and community connection. We would love to see you here when the time feels right. You think your favorite burger joint is the reigning champ? Prove it. Eastern Sierra Now wants you to crown the best burger in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes and the surrounding areas. Is it the juicy patty that haunts your dreams? The perfect bun to burger ratio? I've been accused of that myself once or twice. Or that secret sauce that makes you weak in the knees. Vote now, share the love, and let your taste buds do the talking. Because in this battle, we're all winners, especially if there's fries involved. Am I right? Copper Top in Big Pine is currently in the lead, but anything can happen. Voting ends January 31st, so act fast. Click the banner on the Eastern Sierra Now website to cast your vote. And hey, tag your burger-loving crew. Let's settle this once and for all. Let's take a look at the upcoming events and entertainment options for this weekend. Starting off strong for music lovers, Rusty Saloon is hosting a karaoke night today, starting at 9 p.m. with my homeboy MC Cooper. Go check it out. Next up, Sierra Forever is hosting their weekly guided snowshoe tour tomorrow. This event is free to attend and snowshoes will be provided. Attendees are expected to meet at the Mammoth Welcome Center at 11 a.m. down in Alabama Hills. The Rangers are hosting a stargazing program at the Tuttle Creek Campground starting at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy complimentary hot cocoa while looking up at the stars and learning about our night sky. Scotty's Castle and Death Valley will also be resuming their flood recovery walking tours this weekend. Learn about the monument's history and the recovery efforts taking place this Sunday at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Be sure to book tickets in advance. Also on Sunday, C5 Art Studios is offering an immersion and movement class starting at 9:30 a.m. If you're interested, please check the C5 Art Studios website for more information on costs. Finally, end the weekend on a high note. Literally, enjoy another night of karaoke at Lac & Nookie in Mammoth starting at 8:30 p.m. Now for a quick ski report, the slopes are steady, folks, with a 43-inch base of pristine, machine-groomed snow, 173 trails, and 23 lifts. You've got plenty of terrain to shred. Heads up, though, the weather's throwing a sneak attack with increasing winds and cloud cover throughout the days, and a storm sliding in late tonight. So bundle up, grab your gear, and hit the corduroy while it's still prime for laps. Oh, don't forget to scope out our jam-packed events calendar. This weekend is bringing the fun with activities, and watch parties galore. So we'll see you on the slopes. Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner, and so is the Bishop Mule Days celebration. This legendary event is the place where mules rule, and the fun never quits. While the full itinerary is being kept close to the saddle this year, you can bet it'll be packed with mule-tastic shows, great food, live music, and plenty of family-friendly activities. What you can expect, well, we promise it's going to be good. Exciting mule shows and competitions, foot stomp and live tunes, fun for the whole family, tasty bites that'll make you holler yee-haw, and some good old-fashioned shopping. Mark your calendars and get ready to saddle up for the best Memorial Day weekend in Bishop, California. You will not want to miss it. Let's take a look at our sports report for today, sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where strikes and spares meet delicious fares. That was pretty good. Starting with the ski team, the Bronco Ski Race Team recently hit the slopes at Mammoth Mountain, competing in the South 2nd Division races of the California Nevada Ski and Snowboard Federation. Facing off against teams like Mammoth, Rim of the World, and Campbell Hall Episcopal, our Broncos showcased impressive skills. Sophomore Bo Tanner blazed through the giant slalom, clinching an overall second place, while senior Tyler Gilbert carved his way to a solid fifth and seventh place finishes. Eleanor Krall also placed an impressive 9th, 11th, and 14th in the three grand slaloms the team participated in. Coach Bill Egan praised the team's dedication and progress, with the next races slated for February 13th and 14th. In hoop news, due to a forfeit by Fraser Mountain, BUHS will now host Lone Pine tonight. The lineup includes JV boys at 4, JV girls at 5:30, and varsity boys at 7. Additionally, the California City has canceled their JV basketball season, so only the varsity squad will travel to Cal City for upcoming games. Remember, folks, our local athletes thrive on community support. So lace up your cheering shoes and head out to back our Broncos. Thank you again to Back Alley Bull and Grill for sponsoring this segment. And folks, if you love their hamburgers, be sure to get out there and vote in the poll. They deserve it. What do we have in weather? Bishop, today looks like expect some more clouds and sun. Kind of doesn't really go together, I guess, if they kind of rolled on through. The high around 61, low near 27. Mainly cloudy skies will prevail, accompanied by cooler temperatures. Do you hear that? Cooler. Anticipate a high of 52, low of 26. And Sunday, colder conditions on the horizon. A little bit of snow and rain expected. The chance of precipitation, I'm having a tough time today, it's hovering around 40 to 50%, and accumulations could reach up to 1 centimeter. The day's high will be approximately 43 and the low of 23. Mammoth, today, cloud cover will increase throughout the day, leading to a high near 53, low of 18. Tomorrow, prepare for cooler temperatures, accompanied by occasional snow flurries, with expected accumulations between 1 to 3 centimeters. The high will be around 36 and a low of 12. And it looks like Sunday, cold trend continues, bringing additional snow flurries, 3 to 6 centimeters. Anticipated a high of 29, low of 13. There is a severe weather alert. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Owens Valley region, including Bishop, from Saturday morning through Monday evening. Heavy snow is possible, with total accumulations ranging from 3 to 10 inches. So that goes against what was just said. I'd probably check this one out. Depending on elevation, travelers should plan for icy and snow-covered roads, especially through areas like Goldfield Summit along Highway 95 and Westgard Pass along State Route 168. Stay updated with the latest forecasts and experience and exercise caution during this period. Stay warm and safe, and always check the latest local forecast before making travel or outdoor plans. And that wraps up today's news from the Eastern Sierra. Stay tuned for more updates and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel for the latest videos. Don't forget to follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to keep up with all the happenings around the region. Till next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and as always, get out there and vote for best burger.